Calling Toddmakers of Alka-Seltzer. Now let's see what's going on at the Hind River. One down, it was planned to buy 12 lumpen sugar at a cheaper Friar's Horse, resulted in not getting ice. So the sugar ribbon on the little community today. As we look in Ben Withers and Dick Hay, we find Thor with Lum, Troublesome's to the telephone, who is talking of...
Well, what? The son, you wanted sugar. I come abiding all that I've wanted before in the soldier thing, see?
Look,
Skimpy,
how many times do I have to explain, Ben, how if you'd have had any sense of talking to you that it's up so as we could have bought it for all you to fix from Squire. That's right, direct over there, sir.
Look,
we sent you.
Told me to tell Slum you and Abner weren't into the Squire that's going to that sugar.
Well, that doesn't buy. Make Squire all the more anxious just to put to us. And anxious to sell down. But what did eat the price down? 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 Buy it yourself and you do. Buy it yourself and sell it to some friend of yours in Mount Ida.
Why?
The way things always turn out for me, looks like.
Made myself a nice... You know, you could have done the same thing yourself, Lum.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe I'll be smart enough to use my own idea. Or, I guess that was my idea, wasn't it?
Why?
Well, ain't nothing to do about it now, no way. It's just so much dilt milk under the bridge now. Worrying over trouble just makes them worse, all of us today.
Well, Lum, we all have our little troubles. Take Milford Spears off with us.
Is Grandpappy in some kind of trouble again?
Well, it's mostly imaginary trouble, but that's the worst type.
It is with him, I know. What's happened now?
Yes. I tried to straighten him out on the matter, but it was no use.
Well, what happened then?
Right. He had this letter, and I noticed it was one of those letters out of that 5-year-old mail sack. And I tried to tell him that, but you know him. He just never hears anything anyone else says.
Well, Ben, what did the letter say?
Yes. Find it very important.
I sure do. Now, what was in the letter?
Oh, that
I said, what was in the letter?
Now, here seems to be the focal point of the whole thing. Milford got a letter from Grimey Ludlow, boyhood friend of Milford, stating that he, Grimey, and the wife, Mrs. Ludlow, together with their boy, Ansel, and their daughter, Utica, would arrive in Pine Ridge for a fleeting 2-week visit with Mr. and Mrs. Ludlow.
Well, you say that he...
I tried to explain that it was an old letter, but... He's one of those people who just don't hear what anyone else says. He went right ahead and got the matter started. You see, the plain facts of the matter are, there is a Israel. What is it?
I don't know, Ben. Just tell me what you're going to say.
Israel. Yes. The plain facts of the matter is that... That doesn't sound right.
Oh, my.
Are that Milford hates Grimey Lipton.
Well, I know that. Or leastways, I know he hated and despised Grimey after he visited Grandpap the last time. That must have been, four or 5 years ago. Well, here, that letter must have been for that visit, and Grandpap never got it then.
According to Milford, he got it good. He doesn't intend to let it happen again.
Well, where's Grandpap at now?
I don't.
Well, we ought to find him and make him understand how old that letter is.
Well, now, there's a fair possibility that he's talking to Abner, which has got him down sort of.
Now, calm yourself down, Grandpap. Things can't be as bad as you're making it. Grimey Ludlow, of all the pigeon-toed varmints in the world, it has to be him. Grimey Ludlow.
Now, Grandpap.
Abner Grimey Ludlow is coming to visit us.
I know it. You told me that 1,000 or 100 times.
I'm going to pies myself right now.
Oh, for nothing.
Drown myself.
If you don't stop carrying on this the way, I'm going to take that baseball bat and run you right out of the store.
Yeah, get the bat, but don't run me out with it. Beat me on the head.
Oh,
yeah, he's more crazy than that than going home and visiting with Grimey Lutz.
Well, what's so terrible about Grimey? You and him were boyhood chums, weren't you?
We were boyhood chums, yes.
All right. Why can't you be grown-up chums?
Abner, I tried to be a grown-up chum with Grimey when him and his tribe busted in on us about 5 years ago. I've done my out-captains to get along with them, but I tell you, them was the worst 2 weeks I ever went through in my whole life.
The worst? Yeah.
And here's what I never will get over. They never even sent us a letter telling us they were coming. Never give us no warning at all.
Well, anyway, this time they sent you a letter.
Yeah. I think they're just rubbing it in, isn't it? What am I going to do?
Well, now, maybe they'll do something. They're just going to be here for, how long?
2 weeks.
It's so. Two long, drawn-out, miserable, tortured weeks.
You poor old barn.
I can't go through with it, Abner.
Oh,
can't do it. Oh, you just don't know, Abner. You just don't know.
Yeah, well, Grandpap, I recollect when Grimey and his family was here that other time, but you never did tell me exactly what the trouble was. And you was to pour up. I just hate to ask you about it.
Now, sir, I don't mind telling you now, Abner. Here's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Grimey Ludlow is healthy.
Well,
there's the healthiest one spavin-legged varmint in this whole pickin's old world, I do believe.
Well, Grandpap, I don't see why that's causing trouble.
Oh, you don't? You know what happened the first thing when they come in our place that other time?
No, I want to know what.
Grimey walked up to me and said, "Well, well, well, my old chum Milford," and then he slapped me on the back.
What's terrible about that?
Well, after I managed to get back up off the floor...
Oh, knocked you down, huh?
Flatter and a fritter. While son Ansel and daughter Utica stood there and laughed. Truffle.
Well, I bet you did look funny.
Well, it weren't funny, I'll tell you that. After I got up on my feet again, he grabbed my hand and gave me a big, hearty handshake.
Well, that sounds friendly, I'd say.
Then while Charity was looking for some bandages to wrap up my hand with, Grimey says, "Milford, old chum, I never would have knowed you. No, sir, never in the world. Here you are 7 months younger than me, and you look 30 years older." That's what he said.
Of course, now, come to think of it, as I recollect, you do look older than me.
Well, what of it? Man's just as old as he feels. I've always claimed that. In general, I feel pretty old.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but tell me more about Grimey.
Well, sir, being as we wasn't prepared for him, why, me and Grimey had to sleep together on the sofa in the park.
Oh, my.
I got my undershirt off. Grimey started shaking his head, saying what a shame it was I let myself get so run down. Said he bet I couldn't even chin myself no more. Now, sir, that got my dander up. I bet him $2 I could chin myself 5 times.
Uh-oh.
So I reach up and grab that pole that holds the 4 tiers there, and for some reason or another, I couldn't lift myself 2 inches.
Well, Matt.
So Grimey comes over and he says, "Here, I'll give you a start." And he takes hold of my feet and pushes me up so hard my head hits the ceiling and Mike and I split it open.
Yeah.
But the board there in the ceiling wide open.
Yeah, I've noticed that place where the board slugs busted there.
But he ain't satisfied with that. He pushes me up once more, and this time the pole must have bowed some way or other, and I got my head in it. And there I hung, half choking to death.
Oh, my baby.
And Grimey says, "That's the time, Milford. See how long you can hold yourself up there. I'll count for you," he says.
How far did he count to?
Oh, no telling. I'd more than likely still be up there, though, if that pole hadn't splintered and broke.
Yeah, oh, well, he was lucky there.
Oh, yeah, lucky. All it done was sprang both wrists and wrenched my back when I hit the floor.
Back down on the floor again?
Back down on the floor again.
You must have spent about half of them 2 weeks down on the floor.
At least a week.
Well, now, Grandpap, you can't go through nothing like that again.
Of course I can. That first day I just told you about was the easiest day I had.
Easy?
From there on, that critter had me doing exercises, swinging some Indian clubs he carried around with him, running up old Piney Mountain every morning before breakfast.
What do you want to run up there for?
I don't know. Never did find that out.
Ain't nothing interesting to see up on Piney Mountain.
Well, I couldn't see by the time I got up there no way. All I know is when he'd carry me back in the house, I'd be so tired I couldn't eat my carrots.
Carrots? For breakfast?
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Oh, Lord.
Never made no difference. That was the main thing we ate. He claimed carrots was the greatest one thing a body could eat. I ate so many of them things for 2 months, I'd go and hide every time I hear somebody mention going rabbit hunting.
Well, Grandpap, what in the world did you do all them things for? You never had to. There ain't no law says you got to.
I know it. I know it. I don't know what made me do it. He just sort of egged me on, I reckon.
Yeah.
Kept bragging on himself how all far to healthy he was and how ran down I was. I don't know.
Well, you just can't take a chance on going through that again. You ain't as young as you was 5 years. I thought now you left on the hill.
I weren't.
Why don't you just hang a big measles sign on your door when you get there?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't. Healthy as he is, a few measles wouldn't bother him. They'd miss him. They'd hit the wall.
Yeah. Well, don't you just get your shotgun and daring to step on your property?
Oh, couldn't do that neither. And I'd have trouble with Charity. See, she just loves and admires all the Ludlows.
Oh,
I ain't even dared to show her the letter yet, because then I know I'd be pranked.
All right, don't be waiting a minute, Grandpap. I've got an idea here. Why don't you ask Charity if she would like to take a trip over to where this Grimy lives?
Arkadelphia.
Over to Arkadelphia and visit the Ludlows.
But they won't be there. They'll be on their way here.
Well, that's just it. See, you'll miss them all around. And Charity will never be the wiser.
Jiminy, Abner, that's it.
Why,
that's
sure.
What I'm going to do. I'm going right over to the place right now in Short Package.
Yeah.
I sure am much obliged to you, Abner.
Oh, that's all right, Grandpap. I've always wanted to do something like this for you. Have a nice trip now.
Yeah, don't worry, I will. You just ain't got no idea what you did to me. So long.
So long.
Yes, and what will happen when Grandpap finds out what Abner has done to him? Will Grimy have enough carrots to last out his visit?